The National Museum of Dance in Saratoga Springs, New York, will host Strike, Dance, and Rise tomorrow night from noon to 8 p.m. The event includes dancing, sharing, and drumming to raise awareness about violence against women. And this is only one of the important events they are working on this month. Here to tell us more is Ruby Whitney from the National Museum of Dance. Ruby, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
It's wonderful to have you here. Give us a sense of how this particular event came about.
This event came about, we actually, one of our newest staff members got involved in it, and she knew about the V-Day movement, which is a global movement to end violence against women.
Right.
And she noticed that the 1 Billion Rising movement was Strike, Dance, Rise, so we thought it was just perfect that this year they're calling for dancing, so we felt that we needed to participate in it this year.
This is an ongoing event, as I mentioned, from 12 to 8 p.m., and ultimately, what do you hope people will do, and how do they participate?
We have a schedule up on our website. There will be different things throughout the day. Mostly, we just want people to come and share and dance with each other and just be welcoming. That's really what we're trying to get out of the event.
So in the actual timing of it, because it's a long time, right?
It's a very long time.
So then do people schedule shifts, or how do they do that?
What we have doing is anybody can drop in at any time. We wanted to make sure that people who are at work can come after work. People who want to come during the day can come during the day. It doesn't really matter when you come. There will be some repeats, drum circles throughout the day, sharing circles throughout the day, dancing throughout the day. So there will be a good smattering all day long, and it doesn't matter when you come.
1billionrising.org has more information on the 1 Billion Rising campaign. Are you partnering with anyone within the region, with anyone within Saratoga?
We are. I actually don't have that list in front of me, but all of the donations that we get from the event are going to benefit the Domestic Violence and Rape Crisis Centers of Saratoga County.
That is coming up. So that's tomorrow from 12 to 8 on Valentine's Day from 12 to 8. And again, you can find out more information about the overall campaign by going to 1billionrising.org, 1billionrising.org. And you can also go to dancemuseum.org to find out more information as well. Moving on in your calendar and looking at February 24th, you're going to have a Black History Month celebration, and this is the second time, I believe, you've done this?
Yes, this is our second event, and we are going to try and make it an annual event every year.
So what is it, how did it come about, and what are you hoping to accomplish?
It came about just last year. We decided that it would be a good thing to celebrate and to also get more involved in the local African American history, as well as connecting the African American history in the region with art and dance and that sort of thing. We have been working a lot with a local artist, Stephen Tyson. He's sort of being the MC for our event, and he's been great just trying to get the word out about local African American history as well as how that history ties into dance and art.
So when you look at that African-American history, and of course of how it fits in with you, I mean, it's obviously a large part of what you showcase, I assume.
Yes, we do. We have a large number of African-American dancers, choreographers in our Hall of Fame, and this year we are actually going to induct Judith Jamison into the Hall of Fame. So we add that in, and we try and really incorporate that. This past year we had an exhibit about Elio Pomare, who was an African-American choreographer, so we definitely try and keep that so that we keep that history going.
And then you have a fundraiser coming up. Tell us when this is and how this is, because it's really something that will be going on for a little while.
Yes, our fundraiser that we have going right now is called Saratoga On Point, and it's sort of like the horses that are all around Saratoga Springs. So we had 5-foot-tall point shoes cast, and we ordered 24 of them, and now we have selected 24 local artists who are going to decorate these shoes. They're going to paint them. They're going to mosaic them. They're going to do everything under the sun to them. And we have 24 sponsors. So that way we're going to put them out in public places downtown around the area so that people can see them and get more involved with dance and the museum.
So, and then they'll be on display for, how do you make money out of that?
We sold the sculptures to sponsors around town. So are basically doing the fundraising, yes.
Oh, I see. So you already got you sold them to the sponsors and then they have to come up with the money. And so you got when you need it already.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And they'll be on display for how long?
They're permanent.
Oh, they're forever.
They're forever.
Excellent. And a constant reminder of the Museum of Dance and the power of dance, of course.
Yes.
What else do you have on tap for the rest of the year?
For the rest of the year, our season opens March 19th, and we have two new exhibits coming up. One is with artist Andrew DeVries. So he's going to display a collection of his bronze sculptures as well as pastel drawings. And then we will be having a workshop with him that we're excited about in October. The other exhibit that we have coming up is a riotous work, the Centennial Celebration of the Rite of Spring, which this year is the 100th anniversary of the Rite of Spring, which is a very powerful piece. So that we'll be examining the original piece as well as numerous different interpretations by choreographers and companies about that thing. And then we have tons and tons of events like we normally do. We have a family day in May. We have art celebrations. We have tons and tons of things coming up, which will all be on our website.
And again, that website is dancemuseum.org, dancemuseum.org. And the big time, your Hall of Fame time comes when?
The Hall of Fame is in August is when we do our induction.
Yeah. What goes into that process?
We have recently developed a national nominating committee of about 25 scholars, dancers, choreographers that submit their votes, and they go through a process of about 3 rounds, and once they have 3 candidates, they go to our board of directors, and that final decision is made, and then we contact who we would like to induct.
How many people are in the Hall of Fame now?
45, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And any given year, do you have a set number of how many you like to induct? Or?
Yes, we induct 1 living person every year and 1 deceased person every year.
Okay, so 1 posthumously and 1 who is still with us.
Yep.
And the criteria being you're looking for someone who embodies the best in dance, I assume.
Yes, we like to induct people who have had a lasting impression on dance, on the dance world. That is something that no one else has done before.
You know, you look at something. This may seem like a silly question, but you look at the criteria of say the Baseball Hall of Fame, and you know they're not inducting anyone this year new, and I find that interesting because in asking you the question of do you ever have years where it's like all right, I don't know, you know, maybe there's no one that we should, or does your cup runneth over with ideas?
Our cup is runneth over.
Okay.
Since we've only been here since 1986, there's still a very long list of people who need to be in the Hall of Fame, and we realize that. People tell us that all the time. Why isn't this person there? Why isn't that person there? So, yeah, we don't have any trouble.
Excellent. Well, you can find out more information about the events going on at the National Museum of Dance in Saratoga by going to their website, which is dancemuseum.org. Strike, Dance, and Rise takes place tomorrow from noon to 8 p.m. Noon to 8 p.m. And you can stop in for 10 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour or whatever you want, right?
Right.
It doesn't matter. And as long as you do something, it will be ongoing from 12 to 8 with dancing, sharing, and drumming. And you can stop in and again to raise awareness about violence against women, highlighting the domestic violence and rape crisis service of Saratoga Springs. And you can find out more information about the 1 Billion Rising movement by going to their website, which is 1BillionRising.org, 1BillionRising.org, and again, Strike, Dance, and Rise takes place tomorrow from noon to 8 at the National Museum of Dance in Saratoga Springs. Also, their Black History Month celebration is on February 24th. To learn more about that event and to learn more about the Saratoga on Point fundraiser, all you have to do is go to dancemuseum.org. Dancemuseum.org, that'll tell you about those events as well as the cool things coming up this summer, including the Hall of Fame inductions. Ruby Whitney, a great pleasure to have you with us. Thank you very much, and best of luck with all the cool things that are happening in Saratoga and in dance.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.